Okay, it's Beis Adar Aleph, February 7th, and we're on page Ayin Aleph in the Alei Shor. Last full paragraph on the page. Ulam l'ukmei girsa drusha avoda kvulu mechupelis. But to maintain girsa, which we saw the Gemara categorizes two things. One is chidud, being sharp in learning, having an insight, being able to answer questions, get the parameters clear. That's one thing that is dependent on Yigiyah, then Hashem gives it to us as a gift. But Ukme Girsa is altogether described as being Siyatim in Shemaya, it's help from heaven. So it requires a double avoda, though, doubled and doubled. Kfulu Mechapelis. Losim Atzmo Kamidbar. This is the harder of the two. Both of them require help from Hashem, but one, you do your part, and then Hashem gives it to you as a metziah, which we saw last time. Metziah is from Hashem, but it only requires a one-sided action, like walking down the street and you find something. A matana is something from Hashem which requires two-sided. A matana requires a giver and a receiver. Yeah, it's a das acheres makas, even harder. And the chazal that he quoted, it was umimidbar matana, dashing those words in the pasuk, the person has to make himself like a midbar. Lasim atzmo kemidbar, lhisbata lagamri bifnei haTorah, to entirely nullify himself, negate himself before the Torah. Umi midbar matana, from a midbar, from being like a midbar, you end up with the gift. Ein ze rak yigia b'shas halimud. This is not merely toil during the time of study. Ela hisbatlus haAdam. It's the nullification of the person. Im kol shifaso mavoyo v'sidre chayev, with all of his yearnings, the things he wants, the orders of his life.
So when he's empty, he could receive.
Right.
If you're a fool, you cannot receive.
That's right. Yeah.
The kli has to be empty.
Right. That's really different chazal, but. Actually, there they say the other way. You have to be full in order to receive. But here, it's not full of himself. That's the point. Yeah, shakol yeh batal mavutal lagave shifa achazos. Everything should be null and void vis-a-vis this one yearning. Ladas Torah belishikha, to know the Torah without any forgetfulness, without forgetting. Zidorish is a adam kulo. It requires the entirety of man. Shelo yochus al nachiyuso, that he shouldn't be concerned for his, let's say, comfort. Kvodo mamono, his honor and his money. Yafkir atzma lagabi limudo. Yeah, I'm sorry, yafkir atzma lagabi limudo. And he should be mafkir himself. He's hefkir, I'm a midbar. Everything else, there's a story recorded that one time Chazanish's apartment caught fire. And he ran home and he went and he got the few manuscripts he was working on, and he ran out of the house and he was relieved. That's all that matter was the Chiddush HaTorah he was working on was very important. If that was lost, that would be terrible. But the rest, it can burn down. It can be a midbar, it doesn't matter.
No iPhone distractions.
What matters to him and what doesn't? I mean, there are countless real stories recorded in Svarim and different Gedolei Yisrael, and it's funny, Heilman, the sociologist, has a section in the book of absent-minded professor stories. In every yeshiva, the Talmidim have stories about their yeshiva being, you know, absent-minded, because that's the way it is. You know, focus on Torah preoccupies them, and other things don't play a role. So let's see what he says. B'igiyas haTorah matzina b'sifra l'kutei amarim, which is the Tanya. With regard to the toil in Torah, we find in the Sefer Tanya, the Hagrashaz mi'ladiz itself, to the Gaon Reb Shneur Zalman of Liada, that's the what Lubavitch is called, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, who's a great posek and a great Rebbe. V'chol shelo higia lidei midah zo, anybody who hasn't reached this midah, l'hi lochem im gufo, to fight with his physical side, melchoma atzuma kazu, a mighty battle like this, adayin lo higia lebechinas ve'erech melchemas hayetzer abor ka'esh lahava. He hasn't yet reached the realm and the value of the true Melchemes Hayetz that burns like a fire. Lios nichna v'nishmar b'nei pachar Hashem, to be submitted, subjugated, and broken before the awe of Hashem. V'chein v'nyin esek limud haTorah. And the same with the busyness, the toil of Limatara, Lilmud Harva Yasir Mechefto Ritzono, to learn a lot more than his desire and his will. Lefitivo Rigiluso, per his nature and his habit. Al Yidei Melchama Atzuma Imgufo, by way of a mighty battle with his body. There's an amount that he naturally, okay, I woke up in the morning, I have energy, I can do this, I have this amount of yearning and this amount of attention, and just comes a little bit natural to me to learn X amount of Torah. The battle that he's talking about is, no, I got to do twice that, I have to do three times that, I have to push.
So it might be more battle.
Yeah. For most, yeah. Ke'alamin ma'at yosem mitiva harizim melchama katana. Person who learns a little bit more than his nature, that's a small battle. Okay, Chilkanav Paraklamet. Harei kol adam bekocha lomud zman mesuyim barikas uvigia. Every person can learn a certain amount of time with focus and with hard work. Lilmud yoser mimeshach zman ze olalo kvar b'melchama ematzma. To learn more than this amount of time already comes at the cost of a battle with himself. It's not of necessity. It's necessary to train oneself in this. The hagdel zman halimud barikas uvigia amash advoim nosdim. To increase the amount of time one learns with focus and with hard work more than what nature gives. By nature, he can do a certain amount. For one person, it's one amount. For another, it's another. But to push it beyond that, that's the melchama sayetzer. The al yato son hamusik melchama bazeh. Let it not be that the notion of melchama will make us err, will give us a toast, a mistake. Lachshov, to think, ki haderech hayachida bazeh hi hakfiya. That the only approach to this is by forcing, by coercion. Amnam gam b'kfiya alein l'shtamash tefam. Indeed, sometimes you have to work with coercion, which simply is, I don't want to do it, but I'm forcing myself. L'val yatridu osana ritzonos tzedadim, so that side wills and desires not disturb us. V'neshev shketim b'mekamenu, and that we can thereby stay tranquil in our places. B'li lozuz l'shmo achadoshus b'siv aseinu v'chadoma, not to move and go hear what's going on, the news in our surroundings and the like. So it's true, sometimes you just have to fight with yourself. It's a battle. I'm not getting involved in anything else. But what's more essential in the battle for Torah is hagdolos cheshkas halimud v'ni'imus shebeisek haTorah, is increasing the desire for learning and the pleasant experience of the, of Torah study. He tefilas seinu tamid v'harav na Hashem lokenes debris seros chabafinu. That's why we daven every day to make it sweet. In other words, kfiya, just cold turkey forcing oneself, coercion, is sometimes necessary, but better is to increase the eitz of tov for it, so that the battle is won, because the forces pulling us in that direction are stronger than the other forces. That's the better way to do it. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. Next week,